Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. In Lexington, Michigan, officials with the Lexington Municipal Cemetery have announced upcoming dates and guidelines for their annual spring cleanup, including the removal of seasonal grave decorations and an invitation for community volunteers to assist with maintenance efforts. According to the notice, all grave blankets and dried holiday wreaths must be removed by April 4th, 2026. Cemetery officials state that any remaining seasonal items will be cleared after that date as part of routine grounds maintenance. Additionally, families are advised that any personal items left at grave sites beyond May 15th, 2026 will be discarded in preparation for the annual cleanup. The cemetery's annual spring cleanup is scheduled for Saturday, May 16, 2026, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Volunteers are encouraged to participate and are asked to bring their own garden tools and beverages. Organizers say the event is an opportunity for community members to help maintain the cemetery grounds while honoring those laid to rest. For more information, residents can contact Sue Heron, Sexton for the Lexington Municipal Cemetery. And in Huron County District Court, in courts today, a Michigan man's legal woes took another turn, creating a stir over attorney-client relations and court delays. Jeffrey David Craig, facing multiple charges, including operating with a suspended license and recreational trespass, saw his defense attorney, Michelle Siev, withdraw from his case. Siev cited a breakdown in their relationship, a sentiment echoed by Craig himself, who claimed communication had fallen apart. The prosecution offered a deal to dismiss one charge if Craig pleaded guilty to others, remained neutral on the attorney change. However, the court expressed frustration over the repeated delays after Craig rejected another potential attorney, Andrew Lockhart. The judge appointed Martin Porzendak to all three of Craig's cases. The court issued a stern warning. This is the final attorney change. Should another breakdown occur, Craig will either represent himself or hire private counsel. All parties are now set for pretrial hearings on Thursday, April 30th at 10 a.m. When we come back after this Autumnwood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
At Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Autumnwood of Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, Huron County Circuit District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom, a domestic dispute in Windsor Township has concluded with a plea. David Charles Kleinsmith, initially facing a domestic violence charge, accepted a deal admitting guilt to disturbing the peace. The original, more serious charge was dropped. Kleinsmith confessed to a loud argument at his home with Charles Kleinsmith, the father, acknowledging the ruckus could have unsettled neighbors. The court opted for a financial resolution. Smith will pay $675 in fines and court costs by September 1st, 2026, avoiding any jail time or a community service. Smith's attorney stated his client simply wants to move past the incident. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A Net News Update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities and Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you.